I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to find out more about the Women's Center from their new executive director, Beth Cassidy.
We operate in two counties. We operate in Marquette and Alger County. We have an office, an administrative office that houses some counseling for sexual assault on Front Street, which is where we have our pack rats, our resale shop. And then we also have, for domestic violence, we have a shelter called Harbor House. And most people tend to think of those, the Women's Center and Harbor House, as separate, but they're not. And we also have a satellite office in Alger County, and our staff person there provides direct support for women, men, and children going through either sexual assault or domestic violence.
And this is an issue that touches many lives in Marquette and Alger counties, and a lot of people may not want to talk about it and may not even want to address it, but that's why you exist, isn't it? To give that opportunity, that avenue to not only get respite from it, but get the opportunity to get conversations going.
Well, it is. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that we are contracted through the state of Michigan. We have probably five or six different contracts. Those contracts provide direct staff. It's funding for direct staff support. Mm-hmm. It's all program support. And so it is to assist survivors are going through domestic violence, to help assist them get into a safe place, help them get into transitional housing, assist them with life skills. Do they need medical care? All of that is encompassing in the domestic violence program. For sexual assault, unfortunately, and of course with domestic violence too, we serve, last year in 2015, we served over 500 people who called us for sexual assault services. And that's just not women. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that includes children and men also. And, you know, the thing of it is that our programs are for men too.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that. You said that just a moment ago when you were talking. I mean, we hear domestic violence, we hear sexual assault. A lot of times our perception is that that is against women, some sort of violence, domestic violence or assault against women. But your programming is set up to address the entire family as needed.
It is, and thank you for bringing up that word family, because particularly when domestic, any of these happen to a person in any situation, it's going to affect certainly children in the home. It's going to affect the entire family. And so often what we see, particularly with sexual assault crisis counseling, is that the whole family is involved, particularly when it's a child. And of course, the legal system gets involved, and our advocates assist anyone going through sexual assault or domestic violence through that process. We help out with personal protection orders, all the whole rambit of services.
In the studio with us today is Beth Cassidy. She is the new executive director of the Women's Center. And Beth, we talked about some of the services that you do provide, and you touched on a couple of, you have offices in Marquette and in Alger counties, but one of the other, also very prominent, probably best known things that you have is Pack Rats, the resale shop in South Marquette. And that's just a great opportunity to help out and find out more about some of the things that you do. But how does Pack Rats work?
Well, Pack Rats was started a number of years ago. I've been involved with the Women's Center on and off since I moved here in 1990. And I've been on their board before. But Pack Rats, we really need to deal with how we can sustain some of our programs. Our funding from the state, our contracts just cover direct client support, and that means staff. And so we have to come up with funding, with money to run Harbor House, and that's utilities, mortgage payments. We have to provide three meals a day and nutritious snacks. We have to have laundry facilities all for anyone that's in the shelter. We have to have children's programs, which we do. We have to pay for our satellite office in Alger County. So Pack Rats is one of our resources to have a resale shop. We use vouchers. We give that to clients who need, you know, think about leaving your home and having mm-hmm. to set up a mm-hmm. whole new apartment. And often people that flee a domestic violence situation leave with just, you know, bare clothing that they have mm-hmm. and maybe some things that they want to take with them. Most of our clients have children that come to the shelter too. So it provides that resource. We give them vouchers. They can go in and purchase through the vouchers what they need. It also serves as a source of revenue for us to run those programs. We're always in need of donations as well as people to shop there.
Sure.
But donations, really, when you think of, if you're thinking of, you know, being simple and going through and cleaning out, please remember Pack Rats and bring your items to us.
And they're located in South Marquette. You see the signage along the highway as you're headed toward Harvey. You see it, and it's on the right side of the road there. But that's also where you have an office location for the Women's Center.
We do. That building has been with us since the 1980s. For people that have been here a long time, Geraldine DeFont helped us get that building. And that building serves as administrative offices. Our sexual assault program is housed there. So that's where we do counseling. We have bare administrative staff. There's myself and our business manager, and we have a part-time administrative assistants to assist the whole organization. We also rent out some of that space too, and so that serves as a source of revenue.
So I have to ask you now that if there is somebody that's listening to the program that either wants to find out more about maybe volunteering with the Women's Center or helping out with some of the programs, or maybe they need some of the services and they would like to take that step, what's the best way to get a hold of you and find out more?
Well, we do operate with volunteers, and we love our volunteers. And so the best way is just to call the Women's Center directly at 225-1346. And we are listed in the phone book. We have flyers out. We do have a 24/7 crisis hotline that is confidential. Again, that's with our contract from the state. We have to provide that. Again, that number is 226-6611 or 800-455-6611 from Alger County. So please call us with any questions. We're always happy to answer those.
That's the comments of Beth Cassidy, Executive Director of the Women's Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.